Drive's top four at four.
Hour number two of The Drive underway here on Fan Run Radio. Time for your top four at four. It's brought to you this afternoon by Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Here's Marcus Young.
Thank you, Russell. And number one, Robert Saver has said that he is starting the process to sell his NBA Phoenix Suns and WNBA Phoenix Mercury.
You want to try that again?
No, I don't really want to.
No, not really.
I don't want to. I don't know what's happening with my words today. He did have a quote saying that, as a man of faith, I believe in atonement and the path to forgiveness. I expected that the commissioner's one-year suspension would provide me the time for me to focus, make amends, and remove my personal controversy from the teams that I and so many fans love. But in the current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that it's no longer possible. That whatever good I have done or could still do, it is outweighed by the things I've said in the past. And for those reasons, I'm beginning the process of seeking buyers for the teams.
Robert Sarver, canceled. Wednesday, September 21st. They were never going to let him run that team. It was an untenable situation.
I mean, to me, it's no different in a lot of ways to if you're – like, if you're as wealthy as that guy is, the only way you can get fired is for – I mean, you can't run a business like that and people to be able to prove that you use language, the kind of the things this guy said. I mean, it's just – you can't talk like that and be in that level of business.
And, I mean, I don't care, but I do think it's worth considering. Okay, you heard everything he just said. I mean, he sounds – sincerely. Yeah, he sounds remorseful.
Yeah.
I mean, would it have been better long-term for a healing moment, teachable moment, whatever you want to say? Like, here's a guy who made some mistakes and got better, and then he was accepted by the folks that he had wronged or whatever. Now it's just kind of like he's canceled, he goes away, we wash our hands, and we just get to look at him as that guy
that did that.
He's
that guy that did that.
There's no good outcome.
She's that lady that did that.
Like, nothing's fixed.
They did that.
Yeah, it's just a guy that is a bad guy now.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
The way everybody is now. I mean, everyone's so jaded.
Nobody wants to fix things. We just want to blame somebody.
Yeah. Until it's your turn.
It makes you feel better. This guy. I'm not racist. I'm not. Look at him. That's the bad guy. Makes you feel better about yourself.
Everybody's always pointing at somebody else.
Yeah.
At number two, the New York Yankees' Aaron Judge hits his 60th home run and is one shy of Roger Maris' AL single season record. He joins five other players who have hit 60 home runs in a single season in the major leagues.
Did you see what the guy who caught the ball gave it away for?
No.
It was like he got a couple of autographed baseballs and a couple of bats. And they said that the ball, I don't know how they figured this, but they're, you know,
estimating
collectors.
It.
Yeah, they're saying like that ball could be worth around $500,000.
Where do you stand?
Got a couple
on that?
Of baseball bats and baseballs for it. I mean, I caught it, man.
You're gonna have to pay me.
He gave it to him that night, man. I'd give him the ball, but I'd extract a little something.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't get the ball. I mean, he'd give me
Couple of bats and a baseball.
Yeah.
They said it's worth anywhere from $50,000 to $500,000. So, I mean, that's a big gap. But even if it's the low end, $50,000, you got a couple of
baseballs. You know what I think? Just give me 30%. 30% of what it sells for.
Well, I mean, he's not going to sell it.
If he's not going to sell it, then no. I mean, he got a couple of bats and a couple of balls, and he should be thankful. If the judge just wants it on a shelf in his house, wherever he sits and does what he does to be able to hit home runs.
And people would vilify you and say it doesn't belong to you, and that's a piece of baseball history. Whatever, they forget.
You'd be treated
a couple of weeks later.
What was the guy and for the Bears?
And you'd have 20, 30 grand, whatever you end up settling for.
Not the Bears, the Cubs. The guy that caught that. The what
Bartman?
Could have been,
Bartman?
Yeah, that dude. You'd become that.
I don't think so. No, yeah, no. See, I don't think people would.
No, Bartman. The only reason Bartman's that because he caused the Cubs what a shot to go to the series, right?
Because eventually, I am going to sell. Eventually, I am going to give him the baseball.
I would just have a. I'd be like make a quick deal with him and have a little contract. Look, if you ever sell this, since I caught it and saved it for you, I get 30% of the selling price.
At number three. The Buffalo Bills' Bobby Hart has been suspended for one game after hitting Tennessee Titans coach after the game.
Why did you say that again?
I didn't even know this had happened until last night.
He was trying to punch
one of the players. He was trying to punch
a player,
missed, and hit one of our coaches in the head.
Coach caught a stray.
Don't know who it is.
They don't know which.
They don't know which coach it was. Apparently, he still intends to try to appeal the suspension, which doesn't make any sense. But they released a statement. John Runyon wrote, as both teams were heading to the tunnel, you walked directly across the field to seek out your opponent. You approached him near the end zone, and a coach had to hold you back as the others shook hands. Once you and your opponent were in the end zone near the tunnel, you confronted him and immediately swung at him with a closed fist, striking the head of a Tennessee coach. Your aggressive conduct could have caused serious injury, and clearly does not reflect the high standards of sportsmanship expected of a professional.
Now, is this the John Runyon?
Yes.
Who just said that?
Correct.
Wow.
So,
that's not somebody, John Runyon.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if that's what he was doing.
You think
doing
John now. Runyon is a common name?
He does have a son. For football? But is he a junior?
I knew a lot of Runyons. I don't know.
Were you about to say you knew a lot of Runyons?
There are Runyons in this area, yeah.
You did not know a lot of Runyons. Nobody knows a lot of Runyons. You know why? There aren't a lot of Runyons.
But I didn't realize that John Runyon, after his playing career, is what's he doing? He's with the NFL?
Yeah, he's working alongside the
that's not somebody I want to answer questions to. I'll tell you that.
The conduct, you know. And finally, couldn't find the actual, like...
He's the guy who does the stuff.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. And finally, at number four, Amazon, due to a report, may become a player in the future NCAA conference realignment. Amazon Prime Video officially joined the football world with last week's debut broadcast of Thursday Night Football. And the streaming service is reportedly looking to expand to the college ranks, which could lead to notable ramifications, perhaps? I don't know how I feel about Amazon jumping into everything, but I will say I did actually
get used to it.
I actually did like their setup for.
Yeah, it was good.
Like you could watch the video and had the stats like right below, like on my phone when I was watching it.
I think that guy makes it hard to find anything you need anywhere else but his website. I think he's like Blofeld.
Bezos?
Yeah, Bezos is Blofeld.
How could he make it hard to find things that aren't on his site? How could he impact other people's products?
When you get to the level of money and power that guy has, he can affect stuff like that, like supply chain issues to everywhere but Amazon.
Well, guess he earned it, huh?
I'm telling you.
Selling books online. Who'd
have
thought?
If I disappear, you know I'm right, okay?
You think Bezos guy? I'm sure that's what he's concerned about. He's running his multi-billion-dollar global media empire. I'm going to go mess with this rascal bear in Knoxville, Tennessee. Yes, I'm sure you're very high up on his enemies list.
Next Uber, he gets into the door's lock. Just let me talk to you about
tell
Amazon.
Him the truth, man.
Talk to you about Amazon and what we can do for you.
I go all Stepford Wife. I'll be all programmed by Bezos. Come back Bezos brainwashed.
That is the Top 4 at 4. It's brought to you by Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Steve Malone is my dentist. A couple of years ago, the dentist I'd gone to pretty much all my life retired, and I was a ship with no wind in its sails, man. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Go to Knoxville Smiles. That's what I did. Met Dr. Malone and his family, and never looked back, man. It's been a great relationship. So I have my next appointment coming up next month, I believe, and looking forward to it, man. Go get the old pearly whites cleaned off at Knoxville Smiles. State-of-the-art facility, South Peters Road in West Knoxville. Safety and cleanliness is their number one priority. They got air scrubbers in there to keep you safe. Everything is super clean. And they do everything in-house right there, including the routine dental cleanings I'm talking about here. But they also do tooth and wisdom tooth removal, restorative procedures, fillings, crowns, bridges, veneers, the new Invisalign procedure, all right there at South Peters Road. You can check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com or just call them at 865-539-1776. Say, I heard Russell talking about you guys on Fan Run. 539-1776, KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Getting rolling here in hour number two, and we'll go open lines this hour here as Josh Pate will join us here in about an hour. So if you want to jump on now, it would be a great time to take a shot. 865-546-8200 is our number. Tennessee and Florida. Florida and Tennessee.
I'm getting antsy.
This dance that we do to ourselves. Can you hold still? What are you doing over there? We can hear that, you know?
No.
What do you mean no?
No, you couldn't hear that.
I heard it. I'm telling you, I hear it.
I'm not doing it now.
Good. That's wish.
Go on with your show.
That's all I wanted. You'll be okay. I mean, we got 72 hours from now. We'll be wrapping up the first quarter.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I would. I keep looking at the clock over here, and thinking about what time it's going to be during the game.
Would love that first quarter cover. We need to look that up, what the first quarter line is that Tennessee bettors love so much. See if the balls just jump all over them. It's not going to be on that one. It's going to be on the other one. I'll show you during the break.
Yeah. This is just the one I usually go to.
Yeah, it's a good one. But, Philly says you cannot fall behind early. He says you have to jump on them. You have to throw the first punch. I would like to throw the first punch. I think that's better than the other. I'm not going to sit here and say that we have to, though. If Tennessee stumbles out of the gates a little bit, I don't think you press the panic button here. I think Tennessee can come back and fight their way back into this thing, kind of like they did in 2001. I don't think Florida is good enough. They're good enough to throw a punch. They're good enough to trick us. They're good enough to get a lead. But over a 60-minute football game, if Tennessee doesn't get punts blocked, turn the ball over, penalties galore, if they play a clean game, I don't see Tennessee having a big issue by the time we get to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I know you'll have five things, but – to me, the play a clean game is the key to whether or not we win. I mean, you really can stop after that. If you just play a clean game and play our, you know, just execute and don't beat yourselves.
That old man knew what he was talking about, man, General Nealon.
Yeah.
That was the first maxim. The team that makes the fewest mistakes will win. That's true.
My nightmare scenario is that when they get out to two scores, they are capable with their running game of chewing clock and shortening the game and playing with a lead. I think that's what Phil's getting at. We got to make them uncomfortable and having to do things on offense that they're really haven't shown that they can do this year and that they're very obviously very uncomfortable even trying to do. Is when turnovers have been happening, basically throwing the ball. We're going to have to make him throw to beat us kind of game, I think.
I say go with zone defense for most of it.
Nah, I say stack the box like Russell was talking about.
He can't read.
Hold on just a second.
A defense to save his life.
So you make him throw to beat you. I say bring it. Bring them all in the box. Go man. Leave our DBs on an island.
I'm kind of liking this Banks guy because he does that, man. When the going gets tough and it's like, man, that's where he's just like, screw it, send the house.
Yeah, just bring him.
He did that at the end of the Kentucky game.
One of the things we do have at linebacker and in the secondary, we got some guys that are pretty quick.
He did that at the end of the Kentucky game last year. It's just like send Banks and Beasley every time, and we were able to rush Levis, and we won. And he did it at Pitt, and it was just like, man, when we're bringing heat, and maybe the word gets out, and people kind of prepare for that. But heck, man, I would rather see if we got to go down. I'm like Tom Petty, I'd rather go down swinging, man. If they can pick everybody up and block it, and the guy can throw it, and they get a catch in one-on-one coverage, I'd rather that than
give him 15 seconds of walking around back there.
We're rushing four, they're blocking with six, and he's just sitting back there, just doing that what Kyler Murray did on the.
Well, yeah, because what you're doing is you're letting the quarterback pick his spot, and he's going to throw his absolute best ball. The way Banks plays it is you're not going to have time. You're going to have to throw it quick.
But here's the difference between who we faced at this point and Richardson. He gets out of the pocket. He's dangerous. Slovis wasn't. Irons, kind of. That's the difference.
Oh, Irons is dangerous. I don't know if he's as dangerous as Richardson.
Richardson, to me, is you want to keep him in the pocket. That first interception he threw to USF was in the numbers to the linebacker or the DB.
Yeah, I did see that one.
And it was because he was in the pocket. There was no pressure around him. Yeah. No one forced him to throw that. He can't read a defense.
Yeah, he just threw it right to the guy.
Now, you can do zone blitzes. Like, I'm good with that. Like, still bring the pressure, but.
Oh, no, I'm telling you right now. If it gets Tim Banks, that's what he does, what Russell's saying.
Yeah, I just don't think Richardson can read
He'll bring the house. That's what fans usually always want, too, in those situations. Blitz everybody.
Quit running up the middle. Throw it deep. Jamie is next. Good afternoon, Jamie.
I gotta agree with you there, Bear. About all we need to make sure we do is execute, and we should win this game.
I mean,
you just can't lose the turnover battle.
I give Russell a hard time about it all the time, but I mean, you just play a clean game. Just go out and do what you do. We're better than them.
But I gotta figure something out. So. Back to your Uber ride, the driver was pleasant, and you gave him a 1-star because you didn't agree with the politics?
No.
Where are you?
I had 2 Uber rides. One was a very pleasant good morning conversation with someone, and the other one was a nightmarish 25-minute ride.
Descent into madness?
Yeah, with somebody who wasn't in full control of their faculties.
Oh. My bad.
I mean,
talking to me about star killers and I mean, just some really weird stuff, man.
Yeah,
I didn't get that deep into it. I got 30 minutes of material to mine from this one car ride.
Even if somebody is like somebody aligns with me politically, I'm an Uber ride.
Yeah. How do you know? Don't talk politics.
Can we just talk about the weather or something? Or how about this? Just silence. I'll look at my phone back here. You drive.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
What do you mean one of those guys? I mean, I got stuff to do, man. I can't be chit-chatting with a guy that – I mean, I will.
That was the other thing. You had just texted me with just some really simple things you asked me if I could do for you. And I just needed some phone time in that 15, 25-minute ride.
I mean, I'll talk, Jamie. I'm not going to shut the guy out. But I'm not going to get into anything – I don't want to get into any – other than surface level small talk chit chat with somebody that I'm only going to be spending 10 minutes or less with. Is that rude?
No, actually, I agree with you, dude. I get in. I make sure I have earbuds in, even if I've got nothing playing, just to give off the vibe.
That's really antisocial.
Well, it's like, look, if I want to talk, I'll talk.
Hey, the last time I was doing line kitchen work, I used to do that all the time. That way the servers don't talk to you. You just keep earbuds
Nobody
in the whole time.
To.
But if the boss comes to talk to you, you can hear him. So you don't get in trouble. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's funny. Well, guys, I mean, did it scare you a little bit, Russ, my confidence on Monday?
Yeah, not just you, Jamie. Like this is weird. We are in uncharted territory. We have not felt this good about this game in I don't know how long. maybe 2012, but I don't think we felt this good then. I mean, fans are convinced we are winning this game. And
2012, was that the Justin Hunter?
It was the year they were up here for game day, and Sinceri's, just his defense fell apart in the second half.
Like, we were laying it on him.
Yeah, we were in control of the game
comfortably
in third quarter. I think we had maybe a one. I don't know if we ever had more than a 2-score lead.
They didn't have any momentum. We had the lead in the third quarter, kind of cruising.
I wouldn't say cruising. it was Florida, man.
Then all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who was the guy that went 80 yards? Sorry, I don't know.
It was Trey Burton. But go ahead, Jamie.
Who was our quarterback?
Bray.
He's gotten a lot more active on Twitter, Jamie. Have you seen him on there?
No, is he a good follow?
Yeah, and he interacts with UT fans about UT, about the game, and yeah, he seems like a pretty cool dude.
To find him.
When y'all tweet, do y'all tweet during the game at all?
Very rarely.
Okay. I do a lot. I probably won't this week because I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
That's a nice, humble
congratulations,
brag.
Russ, getting to go. That's being able to be a part of that, man. That's going to be something else. I'm glad. I'm happy for you, man. I guess to hell with us on Twitter spaces, huh, though?
He'll be on. Here's the thing. Go ahead, Russ.
We'll fit. Yeah, we'll. So, halftime, we haven't talked about this, but Davey Bear or somebody will do the halftime chat. It'll get done. And then I'll be on post-game volunteer reaction as soon as I get back to my car.
Yeah.
I
mean, as soon as the game goes final, everybody just be on the lookout. The space will start from the Fox Sports Knoxville account. And I'll get that fired up, and it'll be myself, Davey, Marcus Young will be making sure that everything's going out over the app so people can listen to it there. If you want to interact with us, it has to be on Twitter, though. But, yeah, we're doing the whole show.
Speaking of young Marcus Young, I like your insight there, Marcus, right before they came to me about your strategy behind going zone, because it's not about flushing him out. It's about forcing him to make a throw. I appreciate your game film study on that.
Yeah. No, I mean, to me,
I need to go look at the film.
To me, it just comes down to that I think he's more dangerous when he gets out of the pocket. Now, if he's not 100% healthy, it may not matter. But
yeah,
I'd rather keep him in the pocket making bad throws than potentially getting out on the edge and running for
We put a couple quarterbacks out of commission here. I mean, I don't want to hurt the guy, but if he suffered a severe bump or bruise or something that made him want to tap out a la Bo Jackson back in 85, then that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
I was actually at that game, believe it or not. Yeah, go ahead and put him out of his misery, you say, Russ, and bring in the next Heisman Trophy candidate on Neyland Stadium. I've seen that script, too.
But here's the thing. Like, we talked to Graham Hall down there earlier in the week. Like, they don't have anything. I think the backup might be a walk-on.
No, they've got a freshman. Can't remember his name. I meant to write it down. And then a walk-on. And then they had another guy who had to have some kind of, I think, thumb surgery during fall camp, and he has not been cleared yet. So they literally, I mean, they can be floored all they want to. Can you imagine having to roll up, you know, a green freshman into that environment Saturday night if Richardson goes down? Either that or you're going to try and play Tennessee with our offense with a walk-on? I mean, no offense, but – good luck.
What a crossroads Saturday is, guys. We're either gonna, you know, bounce off the ceiling and head right back down to Pruitt Land, or we're going to bust through, man, and be a player. Like I said to Bear and Marcus yesterday, man, I fully foresee, you know, the things that come down in the long term as far as competing in these series, not just trying to win every 14 years, you know, going back to where we actually compete and hold home court. And you know, I just don't see where if we can proceed past Florida Saturday, I don't see what where you'd have to stop. I see us getting back in the series with Georgia and Alabama, too. So I'll slow it down. We're still in the middle of Florida week. So, guys, I just have a great feeling about it. I make sure I've got the orange-colored glasses taken off and in the case before I even think about it. And it's just like all the guests – by the way, good guests y'all having on, man, talking about the game. You know, everybody, you know, non-Tennessee fans seem to be convinced of it, too. So I think Saturday's going to be one of them days that we look back on, guys, and, you know, for the rest of our lives and talk about, you know, like we do about where we were in 92 in the downpour and 04 with, you know, the long field goal. So I guess just, you know, congrats, Russ. I'm glad you get to go and enjoy that. Marcus, I wish I could watch it with somebody who's never got to experience it before, man, just to watch your reactions. But, dude, it's like I heard on another radio show today, the air is cleaner, the girls are prettier, you know.
Beer's a little bit colder.
Gas is cheaper. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Hey, y'all hang in there.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate the phone call. Jamie's almost making me emotional right there. You talk about it's going to be a turning point game. We're going to remember where we were when this happened, getting back into it with Georgia and Alabama.
Uncharted territories.
Yeah.
Are you going to start hugging people in the stands?
Hell damn cry.
Here's the thing, man.
Tears of joy.
I'm not with Jamie. I'm not just feeling it this week. And I'm not feeling it. To me, this is a toss-up game. And there's a lot of things I could say right now to kind of back that up. But after a call like that, I don't want to bring people down, man. I don't want to be that guy. And there's a lot of things that I could say that point towards a different direction, or you pour some cold water on it. Not saying that Tennessee's going to lose, just saying it ain't going to be that easy. But
I don't like it when you do that.
I'm going to stop and just let people be happy. Now, what I don't want to hear is if things go south and go poorly, I don't want to hear on voluntary reaction to next week, like, why'd you let us get our hopes up?
Cause we don't the consensus seems to be that when you do that, it's like calling the cops on the party. Everybody's wanting a party right now. We're enjoying the moment. We know deep down, Russ.
You know what?
You shouldn't be partying.
The things, the three or four things you could say in rapid fire succession right now.
And it has nothing to do with history, by the way.
No,
it has
everything to do
with this game.
Yeah. It'd be strictly based on football.
They got good players, man. They got good players. They have more really good players than we do. I said I wasn't going to do it.
Go ahead and do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. We're going to take a break. Well, no, we got to take a break. Stay with us. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. 865-546-8200. Let's go right back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines where Geraldo is next. What's up, Geraldo?
We have passed the point of no return.
No looking back now, Geraldo. We move forward.
We've crossed the Rubicon. We are going forward. We're in uncharted territory right now. As Tennessee fans, this is it. This is our do or die moment. Every 10 years, we have a moment where we can break through, or just like Jamie said beforehand, we hit the ceiling and then bounce right back down to the depths of despair. This is it. This is it. We're earlier than expected, no doubt, but we're here. I haven't seen not one, national media figure pick Florida to win. This is uncharted territory. It's victory or death. Victory or death.
Burn the ships.
Tennessee.
No one's going home.
No one's going home. No one is going home. This crowd, Saturday evening, needs to be the loudest Neyland Stadium has ever been.
Geraldo?
I'm sorry.
It needs to be what?
the loudest it's ever been.
Does it need to be, dare I say, borderline dangerous?
It needs to be borderline dangerous.
Oh, it's borderline dangerous. This is you got what you asked for last time, as I recall.
Oh yeah, we did. Not the result we wanted, but I was satisfied nonetheless.
One of the funniest moments in the history of this show was the Monday after the Ole Miss game. When Geraldo, after say borderline dangerous, damn riot got set off at the game. Geraldo Vall calls and says, "I just want to say," I don't remember what you said. It was like, "I was just speaking hypothetically, a figure of speech, guys. Come on now,
allegory."
I mean, I didn't realize I had such an influence on this fan base, but man, the power, guys. In all seriousness, like. I want Florida fans, like, when they look over at us in the stands, we're foaming at the mouth. We're foaming at, even if we're up like 42-3, like 1990, like it doesn't matter. We're going to stay. I want everyone to stay in the stands the entire time. It doesn't matter how up or down we are. You got to will us to victory all the way to the end, all the way to the end. Like that 2006 Cal game. That game was determined before the kickoff even started because that crowd wanted it so bad. This is the same type of moment. This is the same exact type of moment. And guys, like, it's amazing because, like, I think Roberto said it yesterday perfectly. Like, my brain says Tennessee should win this. My heart says, yes, right? But, man, it's like there's just this belief in the fan base, and I really, really hope that it infects our players, right? Like, I think that's been a huge hurdle for our players is, like, they see that Florida logo, and the other coach sees the Florida logo, and they back away.
Well, that's one of the
things. I don't know about this year.
That's one of the things that gives me confidence, Geraldo, is I don't get the sense that that's a big deal to the players or the coaching staff. Now, if they lose this, your 10-point favorite at home, they lose this, then I think that could start to creep in. Another reason why this is so important. It's imperative that you win this year.
I would love for this to be the beginning of a new era with Tennessee and Florida, wherein next time Florida beats us, they're rushing the field and tearing down their goalposts because it's been so long.
I don't even know what to do with that, man. The second call in a row saying that this is the dawning of a new age, the age of Heupel, the age of Marquarius, Squirrel White.
See, well, that's the thing, though, is like, I like Heupel a lot, but I don't have the same sort of coach worship we've all experienced before. Even like we tried to make ourselves like Pruitt, we tried to make ourselves like Butch, we tried to make ourselves like Dooley. I think most of us like Kiffin. It's just like, yeah, he's super likable, but man, it's like about the players with him. Like, he doesn't make it about himself. And so, like,
well, that needs he's easy to root for. I mean, he's very consistent. And his offense is entertaining as hell to watch, and we've got a pretty good sample size now, and that he knows, and he's, you know, one of the top guys, I think, in the country as far as what he does offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, people are faking injuries to keep his offense from just scoring. Basically, it will once he gets it up and rolling and everybody gets in a rhythm. It's like watching a basketball game.
Yeah, and I think we're going to look back and look on this Pitt game that we had as a super important turning point, because it might be the point where Heupel learned to win a game where it's not going his way. Like, nothing went his way in that game, and he still won it. And so that's a huge thing, and I'm really glad we won that, because now we know we can do it. Well, if this game gets close on Saturday, which I expect it will, I'm with you, Russ. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a close game. Now we know we can do it. So let's go do it. And then when we do it, let's look to the next opponent. Let's not look too far ahead. One game at a time. One game at a time. Victory or death. Borderline dangerous. I love you all. Goodbye.
Love you too, buddy. All right. Geraldo Vaughn.
As much as he loves people, he calls for some really
horrific things.
Yeah, like medieval sounding, you know, Game of Thrones level punishments.
What do you think he was thinking last year when he saw all hell breaking loose in the stands at Neyland Stadium?
Holy crap. I hope Russell and Bear will burn that day.
He said, I said borderline dangerous, not dangerous. We crossed the borderline like Madonna. Yeah. Keep on pushing my love over the borderline.
Borderline.
Papa, don't preach.
It's the fact that he came back and said, listen.
Yeah. It was a great call. We got to go find that. Trey is up next on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Good afternoon, Trey. Try that again. Trey is up next on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Good afternoon, Trey. Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up? So first, I'm going to make you guys a little uncomfortable. I really would love to get into a fist fight with Jimmy Himes. Is there a more unlikable person in Knoxville media? I mean, my God. Like, I get so upset about this Callaway thing. It's like he was almost cheering and trying to force Heupel into doing something. And it's like, given the context of that game, like, he did not deserve it.
I don't understand. For those of us who, I don't know if I'm working during Jimmy's show, so I don't know what he said.
I don't listen. I'm just looking at his tweets, and he's like, it would be disappointing if something wasn't done about this. Like, that's not the game. It's disrespectful to the game of football or something like that. And it's
about
like,
Callaway fighting?
Yeah. And it's like it's disrespectful to a game where people are literally bashing each other's brains in every play. Like, are you kidding me, Jimmy? Like, I'm sorry you found that distasteful during the Akron game when they're throwing punches literally the whole game.
I don't know if distasteful is the right word. I mean, I found it beyond the pale. Like, what's he suspended for first?
Yeah, it's a little out of line. Yeah.
It's a lot out of line.
He was a little out of line. He was a little out of order.
You're a little out of line yourself.
You were a little out of line.
Would you not do it if your teammates were getting punched every play? I mean, at some point, people are going to start.
That's not what triggered it, man. You can go back and look. That guy did the deal. He had Jimmy's face mask, and it looked to me like he yanked Jimmy's chin strap up over his. He like did the thing where he's trying to rip his helmet off like a bottle cap.
You can't lose your cool like that and start throwing hands.
No, I got you, man.
Never seen that.
I back Jimmy. I'm sorry. I do.
Wait, Himes or Callaway?
Jimmy Callaway, dude. Jimmy Himes.
You can't just say Jimmy.
I ain't one Jimmy in this conversation. Jimmy Callaway.
Jimmy Johns?
I'd love to dump a pot of Jimmy's gumbo on his head.
No.
Oh, come on now, Trey.
Hold on. Positive.
Disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah, right. With so Bear saying that to you, Trey. Yeah.
I understand. On to the other half. Currently, I believe the FPI has your Tennessee Vols is an 11% chance to make the college football playoffs. I'm not calling for it.
So you're saying there's a chance.
But an 11% chance is a pretty substantial chance. And before we play Florida Saturday, and before the possibility of the unthinkable happens, while we can still dream, let's dream, fellas. What does that 11% chance look like? In my opinion, it's beating Alabama and taking your only loss of the season to Georgia, who then beats Alabama again in the SEC championship game, and that gets us in as the fourth overall pick.
Hmm.
I want to hang up, and I want to dream together with you all while we
Trey play. Has charted a path like one of those old British admirals back in the day, Russ.
I keep waiting for people to cool off, but okay. Jamie's talking about we're going to remember this for the rest of our lives. It's the turning point. Geraldo's telling you this is the launch pad. It's win or death. Trey's got us in the damn playoff. I mean, guys, I again, not going to be the wet blanket here, but we got to win the game first. I mean, let's just go out there and see if we can get by. I will settle for a 28-27 victory. Just get out of there with the W. I don't care.
This is the same trade after Ball State that said we had a terrible defense, right?
Yes.
And now we're...
He's done a remarkable turn.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to beat Bama. He went heel.
Trey went heel for about 2 or 3 weeks. He's gotten back into the good graces of Vol Nation and... we'll see. All right, quick timeout. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up. Back here on the drive, Fan Run Radio. It's a free window tint Wednesday. You got about half an hour, folks, to get registered. FanRunRadio.com/tint. We'll be giving away the second free window tint of the day from G&J Auto Graphics. Coming up here in our 5 o'clock hour, so get registered now. It's completely free to register. Take you about 20 seconds. All we need is your name, phone number, email, make and model of your car. Again, go to fanrunradio.com/tint, and you'll be registered to win a prize valued at roughly $300, depending on your type of vehicle. We go back to the busy, busy phone lines, and Scott is next. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys, afternoon. Hey, full disclosure, I'm a Gator transplant living up here in Johnson City. And first of all, I just want to say thanks to Geraldo. I appreciate him taking time out of opening Al Capone's vault and getting hit by chairs by skinheads to give that highly entertaining phone call. Do or die? As Axl Rose says, buddy, it's time to die. It don't matter whether we play you all other than a fluke. It does not matter. It can be in Neyland. It can be in the swamp. We whip that ass, that big orange ass, every damn year.
Okay. You feel confident, huh? You think you're
going
to...
Why would I not feel confident?
You're a 10-point underdog, Scott.
Has that ever mattered?
I don't know that Tennessee's ever been this big in a favorite over Florida.
Well, we'll see Saturday. We'll see Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see. Come on up here. Come get some.
Well, I will. Have fun, guys.
Yeah, have fun getting wet. Okay. Scott and Johnson.
Shots fired. Oh. The hell's going on up in the try that something like this could happen?
I don't know. What's going on over there that you let a damn Gator fan get through on free window 10
Wednesday?
He
said this is Scott. He didn't identify himself as Scott, the Gator fan in Johnson City.
It's an outrage.
Who's
going to
act like a complete idiot on your
what
show?
What did he say about Al Capone's vault?
Vault?
Did that make
Geraldo
any sense?
Geraldo Rivera, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm
then
a little slow.
The next comments were
a little
quite
too smart
too.
For his audience, I think, maybe.
He said something about chairs being thrown, I think he said, too.
There was a lot to unpack in that car.
There's
a lot of insults thrown.
Well, no, you're going... Okay, like that's your insult, Geraldo show where we go back to the 1980s. We're talking about Geraldo.
No, there were some shots after that that were
is that relevant to anybody? Whose side are you on, Bear? You know, side with the damn Gator fan?
I don't know. I mean, it was I prefer opposing. You know how I always hate when opposing fan, TJ.
Yeah, you don't like TJ because he's nice, but some. A-hole like that is going to call in and
yeah,
you're going to defend him?
I'm not defending him. But,
you
but
are.
But at least he'll be real and won't be fake.
He'll be a real idiot. You see this guy?
I do.
We just got Pearl Harbored on our show. Bear's like, he got some really good stuff in there. That was good.
No, it's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly
what you're saying. I respect it. I mean, if he wants
you
to show his.
Respect it?
Yeah. I got respect it,
so
man.
If a Georgia or Alabama fan calls in right now and starts calling our callers a bunch of idiots and saying they're going to kick
gonna
our
get
asses,
ran.
You think that you respect
I take
it?
That, I don't.
You respect it.
At least if they don't come
you
on
respect
passive
it, yes or no?
No, this isn't a court of law, Russ. This isn't, you can't pin me in like you're some kind of damn prosecutor.
I can.
You're twisting
I am.
What I'm saying for comedic effect.
I'm not.
All I said was at least the guy had the balls to come in here and be what he is, which is a jort-wearing idiot Florida fan who's getting his ass kicked on Saturday. It's not like I'm hard to find. Well, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean,
I prefer opposing fan bases to at least be real. They'll be passive oppositional with me.
You just want to fight with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Gainesville Bear.
I mean, he can go to hell.
Ben Hill Griffin Bear. Coming to don't worry, Scott. You got somebody to watch the game with. I'm disappointed. I'm more disappointed in you than I am the caller. I expect that kind of behavior from a damn toothless Florida fan. But for you to sit there and use it to take a shot at TJ and defend him, that's gross, dude. You suck. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself what you're doing here. You'd rather be
sit and spin.
You'd rather argue with me than come to the defense of Tennessee fans.
Basically, yeah. I mean, you know, deep down, I love that guy. That was a terrible call from an idiot caller. I'll admit it to everybody listening.
He's pouring it on so thick right now. You're not fooling anybody right now, dude. What's wrong with you?
I'm really serious. No, I really do enjoy arguing with that much. Half the time, I agree with you. Most of what you say. You're always right. I mean, I'll
admit it. Florida fans, feel free to call in and talk trash. Bears got your back.
If it means getting to argue with you, sure.
It was the fact that you also said he had some pretty good shots.
He had some good shots. He said he's a little smarter than the audience. He called.
Well, you didn't get the reference. Probably because it was like 40 years old.
Yeah, because it's a freaking from the Reagan administration. It's 2022. He's throwing out Geraldo shots. Is Geraldo still on TV? Is he still a guy? Is he still doing stuff?
Yeah.
What's he on now? Is he doing his talk show, or is he like still trying to be news guy?
No, he's not doing a talk show. He must be a news guy. I don't know.
Benny Bear. Wow. Stay with us. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.